Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. It's Spiritual Table Talk. Today's topic is evil reincarnated. And as always, all things mysticism, brujería, espiritismo, 21 divisions. Join the podcast, subscribe, like, comment, follow. Hit us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. And today we're discussing evil reincarnated. So reincarnation is a very common spiritual viewpoint in basically all of the spiritual-based traditions and all of the traditions around the world. And you find reincarnation in many, many, many different spiritual paths, even religious paths. And so it's a pretty much agreed upon topic, so much so that I, in fact, found a documentary. I think it was on Hulu or Prime. I'm not sure which one it was. It might be even Netflix, in which they were talking about scientific proof now that of reincarnation. It was a whole like long thing. I didn't watch it all, tell y'all the truth. It was like many episodes. It was a series, but that was just like, I already know it exists, so what I'm gonna watch a show about it
is
for
it?
Okay.
There's
one that has the kids of that were reincarnated.
But there's like a whole
nother
life, right?
Yeah. Now there's another one that I started. I just watched like a piece of it, but it's all about the scientific now evidence that's coming up. That like consciousness goes on after your body and you die and reincarnate, okay. Etc.
Now they actually have evidence.
Yeah, okay. now they have so-called evidence. So it doesn't really matter. I already have evidence based on experience. So that's how I know. And either way, we were discussing like, can evil be reincarnated? Do evil people be reincarnated? Is evil reincarnated? And the big answer is yes. Evil does reincarnate. It doesn't reincarnate as often as good. Okay? It's has lesser chances to reincarnate. You got to figure people get to a certain level of personal evolution. And in our case, we're talking about personal evolution as standing as something good, right? They're moving, progressing as a spirit. Once they get to a certain stage of spiritual evolution, they're able to incarnate. And then naturally, if they do well, they continue to reincarnate. Now, yes, spirits that are not good or necessarily at a certain stage of evolution, aka evil, do reincarnate, because otherwise, how do they get a chance to improve themselves and their condition? The chances that they get to improve their condition normally are limited to the spiritual realm they fall in. When they get a chance to reincarnate, it actually becomes a big chance for them to make a real big leap forward. But evil people do reincarnate.
So evil and reincarnation, would you consider that like a demon that's done his time on earth?
Evil reincarnated would be like a demon that's getting a chance to do time on earth.
Well, no, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. What I mean is like the demon, you know how like...
A demon is born.
Yeah, a demon is born. But what I'm saying is like the demon is on earth before it has a temple, before it has a body or whatever. And it does, you know, it does work. Like it does work for people or whatever. And so on and so forth. So after so much time of it doing so much work, then it gets a chance. That's basically what...
Or it might find a way to get itself loose. Maybe it escaped. Maybe it's an escaped prisoner.
Okay. That's been able to reincarnate?
Mm-hmm.
So basically it like jumped in line? Like, yep. Cut in line?
Yeah. And okay. Snuck in there, got reincarnated. Now, they're being incarnated, they're getting an opportunity to really show some major development. If they make that development, they're going to get to reincarnate again and again more quickly.
Okay.
Okay. Either way, a demon is going to go through a process of evolution.
Okay, so now, off of the evil real fast and just onto reincarnation, are we all reincarnated?
Yeah.
Now,
I haven't found people that haven't been reincarnated. I have found people that have been reincarnated many times and still have not made any progress. For one person, a lesson might take 50 times, another person that lesson takes 10,000
times. So just like how there's, I just heard this saying actually, but it's not the saying I want to use right now. But anyways, just how like there's like no new ideas or whatever, or like
everything is recycled.
And it's because we keep on coming back.
Yeah, nothing is wasted. If you think about it, or if you look at nature, right? Trees, everything is recycled. It goes from one state to another, to another, to another, and then it becomes a leaf again. A leaf falls off. It eventually dries up. Maybe it becomes food for somebody. Maybe it becomes dirt over time. And then eventually that dirt ends up becoming a tree again.
Okay.
Now, how long it takes you to become from a dirt to a tree again depends on each individual soul.
Okay, so there are no new souls.
No, all of them are old.
Okay, now, if, let's say the demon gets in line, or the demon gets its opportunity, and reincarnate, when it comes to life, it comes fresh?
Yeah, when a demon comes, any spirit that comes in incarnation, comes in white. So white means that basically like you're fresh, but you have your essential nature. Everyone has their essential nature. Essential nature is neither positive nor negative, but it can be applied positively or negatively.
But your essential nature, that's just you, or is that just among human?
That's the essential nature of like your aspect, your manifestation of the divine part of you, of what's eternal.
Okay.
So what it means is, for example, one baby comes in. That baby is maybe like they're more gentle. They like more quiet spaces. They're more quiet of a kid. They're more quiet of a baby. Then you have another baby, and they're very active, running around, jumping, running around.
So very much animal-like.
So everybody has their own nature that they come in, that like base nature. That base nature now, when you have evil reincarnated, it's an evil spirit that's reincarnated. So that person is already pushed towards evil. Meaning they already lean towards that side of evil. Okay? And they receive joy out of other people's suffering and pain. Okay? They get off on it. Okay?
Okay.
There's a certain amount of pleasure or joy that comes in that. Okay? And often they manifest other characteristics. Okay? Then, but every person has the light and the dark in them, and so does every spirit being. So that means the same thing with a demon. It has the light and the dark. It just means it's more pushed towards that which is harmful to the system as a whole. Then, a person, most babies are coming in clean, where they come in kind of like with a pot already leaning, they're already positively lent. They're more happy. They're kind of like, they have that positive nature. There are babies that are born that already have like a bit, but through life, that can become then pushed in that direction. Boy, or the way that spirit takes it.
Got you.
Okay, takes the experience.
Yeah, the program is they get placed in and sounds over later on.
How they take it in, yeah.
And allows to lean.
So, yeah, so it could push them, certain things might push them more towards an evil nature or more towards a good nature. Okay? Now, when a person is getting off on other people's misery, pain, et cetera, they really enjoy it. They really, like, manifest that enjoyment in it. And they enjoy it on a deeper level. Okay? Now, some of that can be programmed in too because it's already can be pulled out of your spirit has everything in it. So that means it could, through life experience, that part of your spirit can get pulled out. So this is what I mean. So now they say like a lot of people, you know, they're the babies when they're with their mothers, the mothers aren't paying them attention because they're in the phone. So this can kind of cause or helps to accentuate more like a feeling of disconnection with people and the inability to make easy connections with others later on because they're getting taught connection.
Okay.
So when they don't get that, they may have more difficulty in making connection, which may also then later on make them feel more less caring about other people.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, someone who's really
negative. So that's what I was gonna say. If you take that kid, that baby that's getting neglected and so on and so forth, that can't find a way to connect with someone, and it's already an evil spirit that was reincarnated, it just starts to build back on that evilness.
Oftentimes. But it still has the opportunity. Life is the opportunity for it to like be like, okay, even though that happened.
Well, because it's a game. Life's a game, as they say. Yeah. So, like, you have that chance to
change it up.
Yeah.
So, he could try to go ahead and change it up. And that's the opportunity. So then, if they're able to change it up, and even though they're evil, they fought off their evil.
And they force themselves to, like, connect with people. Be good
and shift and change. And maybe they could only get so far. But it doesn't matter, because if they, like, really took full advantage of that capacity and that chance, then it'll be enough for them to reincarnate next time, maybe without having to escape or without having to do no fugazi about it.
Gotcha.
But if everything in nature is recycled, why would a soul not be recycled? A soul takes a lot of work to create.
Yeah, Justin, I get that. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said no new ones are created.
No. It's everything's just recycling.
This is a weird one, like, off subject, but does that mean, like, God's, like, sitting back? Like, does he just watch?
That's why in our tradition we say, like, God doesn't really involve himself in the affairs of the world. That's why we have the misterio, the spirit, to work with. That's God's involvement with the world.
Gotcha.
Right? Because basically God built the world and he just kind of watches it. God does and God watches. God watches. What it means is God doesn't really involve himself too much in the affairs of the world. Other than the fact that the spirit of God is all around and you can tap into it, okay, and then maybe use that force to be able to create change for yourself.
So,
and there's many ways to do that.
So now, when also a subject of the evil reincarnate, but like when people are like, he spoke to me and things of that nature,
spirit spoke to them.
Spirit.
Yeah, so we don't know what spirit that was.
Gotcha.
Exactly. It could be a good spirit. It could be a negative spirit. It could be a neither-neither. A neither-neither means it's kind of, maybe it's a little mischievous. It's not that bad. It's not that good. It's like neither here nor there. Do you understand? But it could be a positive spirit. It could be a negative spirit.
Gotcha.
So, spoke to me. You're not telling me who is he. Like, it could be anybody.
Now, let's say, so the evil spirit gets reincarnated. Does that person, because it's an evil, do evil spirits know, like, is what they I'm saying?
Are evil.
Like, that's an evil spirit reincarnated?
Evil spirits may not immediately know that they are evil reincarnated, but they will know that they are evil.
Now, would that attract them to them more?
Like, other evil spirits?
Will the evil spirits be more attracted to an evil...
Someone with evil spirits on them?
Well, that's been evil reincarnated. Yeah,
an evil reincarnated person, will they attract more evil spirits?
Yeah.
Okay, not really.
Okay. So basically, they are...
Evil needs good to destroy. So evil isn't so attracted to evil. Evil is attracted to good. Evil's not attracted to evil. Sometimes when people say, like, it is in one sense because you have bottom feeders. So what I mean by that is like this. When you already, let's say you're a good person and you have a big evil spirit that came and it's connected itself with you. That evil spirit wastes some of the food. And so you have vulture spirits You have other evil spirits that are lesser evil spirits. They're not as powerful as that big guy.
Gotcha.
Okay? But the lion, he doesn't give a fuck if he flings some food around because he got a big feast.
Yeah.
So some lessers will come.
Like hyenas will be able to come around.
Yeah, hyenas, vultures will be able to come and eat.
Gotcha.
Okay? Because that's part of being a lion. Like, you, even though you don't even realize that you're still feeding people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's that. But if there's an evil spirit that's in a body, okay, that wasn't no baby little evil spirit that came to be in a body. Because it knows how to get in a body, to be in a body, how to cut in line, how to make their way through. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't no little small feet. So he might have little hyenas around him that might encourage it, like the hyenas in The Lion King who encouraged Mustafa, right? But he's not going to, like, he doesn't need them. They don't need to feed off of evil because evil doesn't feed off of evil.
Now, will that bring the people around that person? Will those be evil spirits reincarnated? Will they be on the smaller side?
They can be, but also, oftentimes, no, because the evil spirit person is going to look to be around good people.
Because it's kind of feeding off the good as well.
It's feeding off the good as well.
Trying to be good.
Exactly. And even if it's not trying, especially if it's not trying to be good.
Well, okay, yeah.
Okay.
It's trying to then take that good.
That, and it's also trying to use the good of others as a cover.
Okay.
Okay, so if I surround myself with a bunch of good people, then I must be good, not that bad myself, or good. You understand?
Got you.
So it can use that as a bit of a cover.
It's valuing itself by the people around it.
Yeah. Okay. So that it can be looking to cover its track. It's also feeding off those people too. Also, like, when bad people go through bad shit, they're like, yeah, I'm a bad person. It's bad shit. Oh, well. Okay? When good people go through bad shit, it's, like, a lot more satisfying for the evil person.
Now, let's say the evil reincarnate person goes back to doing evil shit. Robbing people, killing people, so on and so forth. When that person dies,
they may or may not be able to make it back up here. Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not for a long time.
So there's levels to it.
Yeah.
To your evilness.
Yeah.
Like, the evilness that you may come in here may put you in the evil level down there.
Yeah. Generally, people who are good people, okay?
Uh-huh.
Good people means very simple. Like, basically, they don't really seek or gain pleasure out of harming others. It doesn't mean that they're great people.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, but it means that
they don't search for people suffering.
Yeah, and they don't try to create suffering, pain. It doesn't mean that they don't do so sometimes through life actions, whatever.
Yeah, life occurs and blah,
okay, et cetera. Okay, so generally good people, mainly for the most part, tend to only make, more often than not, positive progress. So therefore, they tend to they reincarnate faster.
Okay. So they basically get to cut in line.
Like
evil's in line, but basically, because good people are good, they get to cut in line and find that evil, because the evil's still progressing in the spirit world.
Or yeah, exactly.
Okay. Gotcha. Huh.
So, like, a lot of religions, there's some religions that basically, like, put levels to hell.
Well, yeah, they give you the chance of purgatory to make up apology.
But there's also other religions that have 7 levels, 9 levels.
Of hell?
Of hell.
Oh.
Or even of heaven. Okay? So, what you want to think of it is sort of like that, but not exactly like that, where there's different levels of different types of spirits in the spiritual world. However, those spirits, they all live in a mixed group. However, in the negative spiritual world, there's more, like, people that are more negative. Everybody carries that negativity. So here, where, like, good spirits are, I call them 80-20, right? So a good person is 80% good, 20% bad. Okay? That's kind of balance, okay? It's not a 50-50 thing.
It can't be.
Okay? A bad person is like 20% good, 80% bad. So in the other world, it's like most people are 80% bad.
Gotcha.
Okay, some people are more, some people are 99. Some people are 50. Once they get to a certain level of like working that out, then they're able to incarnate.
And get a chance.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But that takes upon them learning in whatever level they're in, that lesson. The lessons that they have to learn. That moves them forward. It's like school.
Yeah, no.
For yeah. Sure. You have to pass third grade before you go to fourth. Da 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 da.
Yeah. And it's it's very
if you really think about it, okay? Most people, even good people now, most people you started off as kind of evil spirit. Yeah. Because part of being evil spirit is that you're deaf and dumb. You're deaf and dumb to reality. You're dumb. Like, you don't know, like...
So, you know, ignorance is bliss is also evil.
To a certain degree. No thing that you can do is evil. Necessarily. Everything's situational. Yeah, so no thing that you can do is evil necessarily.
Got you. See, because that's what I was wondering about certain things. So that's
something like, different.
Because it becomes... There's a complexity to it.
Yeah, no, there's a simplicity, it's situational.
To it. Yeah, and there's a complexity to it because it's like... Taking a life could be considered evil.
It could be considered good. It depends.
And it's under the context.
It's under the context.
The same as like what can be... Because I was thinking what
is really considered... If you take a life or your life is taken, either way a life is taken. And okay, there's no...
Yeah, the balance was that life was going to be taken.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the balance was. It was just either yours or that other person or the type being or whatever. And, like, because, like, I think about, like, what can a person consider as, a bad parent? And so, like, you can go down the realms of, like, what is a bad parent?
Yeah.
So you can have, like, a drug-addicted parent. And, like, so are they evil?
But are they a bad parent? Because here's the thing. What if their kid turns out to be a superstar? Like someone really great, a really great person, really nice person, et cetera, et cetera. Can we say they were a bad parent? Because ultimately, proof also shows in the pudding, right? So if they were a bad parent, how did their kid come out so great? Okay. Does that make sense? Now, if they were a crackhead and their kid turns out a crackhead, then yeah, maybe we could say yeah, they didn't do too good.
No, you understand? But does that place them as evil?
That doesn't place them as evil per se, because were they intending to make their kid a crackhead, or were they just basically too on the level of being selfish that they didn't give a damn? Okay, now they can do evil actions. Now, but do they get joy, pleasure? Are they doing it on purpose? Is it something that's a side effect of something else? Like, them being a crackhead might have the side effect of their kid becoming a crackhead.
Gotcha.
But is it like, I know my kid could become a crackhead. I know better than this. I actually do have some level of control over my shit. And I'm just saying, still, fuck it. Right? Now I could say I did something bad to someone.
Because I made the choice.
Yeah. Versus, I'm cracked out. Like, I can't control this. I'm cracked out. You know I got a kid, but I'm just cracked out. Like, nothing's going to stop me. Like,
so, in reality, you made the choice to be evil.
Yeah, you made the choice to do something evil.
And that's what makes it situational.
Yeah. Okay. But if, like, everything is situational... Okay.
Because it's based on you and then...
And your development. Your development also means your ability to make choice. What if you don't have the ability to make that choice?
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe they're, like, in your world, you can't even perceive no other choice. Like, no other choice.
Crack is your only choice.
That's my only choice. In which case, like, I wasn't yet developed enough to perceive.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah, I think we had time here, but maybe this runs into something else. As always, like, comment, follow for more. Spotify, Anchor don't exist no more. Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. If you want to donate to the Mystic Temple, it's $ Hector Salva via Cash App, help at mysticalwork.com via PayPal. Many blessings to all of you. Thank you to all of you guys who send donations and support. Much love.